Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're going to just twist up a little bit more of excitement here for Mother's Day. And we're going to start with one of our buddies happens to be the regional man. No, wait. He's an ambassador. We need to address him as ambassador for the Barefoot Wine Company. And this is a learning experience for the Grilling Guys. And you're going to want to listen to this because I tell you what, I think I've tried three different varieties right now, and the flavor is amazing. And I wasn't expecting it, Ambassador.
That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And a little tip for all of you. When you hear Joppy say, you know what, that means he's on his second glass of something. He's pausing to collect his thoughts. It is good. And welcome to the show, Scott Farney from Barefoot Wine and Bubbly.
Yes, well, thank you guys very much for having me. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. What a great weekend we have to celebrate our moms. None of us is without being thankful for that. Yeah, Barefoot Wines, I'm just so glad that you guys had me in today to talk about some of our products, to taste some of our products. I have to be careful what I say when I'm around you guys. I am an ambassador for this brand. I am not an ambassador. By government,
maybe
by government standards.
Appointment.
Give me
cut. No,
give me that Grilling Guys hat back.
Right on. No,
that's cool that you're an ambassador for somebody. We're not an ambassador for anybody. So,
well, we like to consider ourselves brand ambassadors because we are that excited and that into this brand called Barefoot Wine and Bubbly, and we call ourselves Barefooters, and we also refer to ourselves as brand ambassadors as we promote this brand from sea to shining sea and around the globe.
And we're going to have questions for you all through this. So, quick question, how long has it been called Barefoot?
It has been called Barefoot since its inception over 30 years ago when the brand was first founded. And it has remained that way up through today. The idea behind the name was that our founders wanted to make sure that this brand had an image that spoke to what the bottle said it was. And so when people see the Barefoot on the label, they know that it's Barefoot wine, right? It's not Chateau something else. It's not river that, valley
and
that.
And it might be something you take to the beach, a nice
absolutely
summer wine.
Absolutely. So the foot is an ode to the way that grapes used to be crushed and stomped. It is also something that when people see our bottle, if you look at our label and you see that foot, you think Barefoot, you think fun, you think the beach, you think summer, you think vacation time. You're with people that you love and you're doing things that you enjoy doing. And that's what the Barefoot is all about.
So we tried your Riesling. Very good.
Thank you.
Now we're trying a sangria. My daughters make sangria. Every time you're at a party at my house, Jop, and my girls are there.
Absolutely.
There's a 5-gallon igloo jug.
I was going to say, it's in the big Gatorade jug, and there's, you know, 7-8 inches of fruit floating on top of the rest of the stuff they make, and it's a modern-day trash can is what
so
it is.
So what's your take on the sangria?
Oh, it's fabulous. It's fabulous, and it's right out of the bottle, and we're going to reserve the pricing on this stuff till the end because you ain't going to believe that.
That's right.
But the bottom line is this is a pick it up, pour it in a glass over ice sangria, if you even need ice, and it's ready to go. There's no mixing. There's no simple syrups. There's no fruit juices. All the stuff that you normal. Now, that's kind of fun, too, right, to do sangria. But
not when you're having a party, though, and you got all that other work to do. You're trying to make guac.
Right.
So here's the cool thing. Anywhere in North America, at least the U.S., Canada, you can find this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anywhere.
You're not stuck in one state, like Michigan, just Utah, because Utah is a big wine state.
Is it? Yeah.
Anywhere that your listening audience is finding their favorite wine brands, they're going to be able to find Barefoot. And the sangria is a brand new product for us. We just launched it this spring. It's, like you said, it's everything you need in a sangria right in one bottle.
So here's the deal. Scott and I have been talking for a while, and I've been giving him pushback because I'm like, dude, you know, you're a nice guy, you're a good guy, big brand, I know all that, but it's we're kind of more of a guy's show. We've got like about 30% women that listen to the show, but it's primarily, we designed this about two guys grilling on a deck, and I see that label and I just think, I don't know, my daughters or my wife, you know, it's a chick wine.
You know what? It really isn't. We're broad across the gender spectrum. We have wine. Barefoot, one of the taglines that we like to use is we've got a wine for everybody.
Sure.
And I believe that that's the case. And everything that I'm going to show you guys and everything that you want to taste today, you're gonna realize that at Barefoot, we do have a wine for every single palate, every single taste profile. It's there. It's in one portfolio. It's all line priced. And you're able to enjoy a brand that delivers quality and consistency every single time.
So here's the deal. I, thinking that, saw Mother's Day coming up, and I thought maybe for Mother's Day, it's a good time to give him a chance and just, you know, show us his product, taste it.
That's your bias to the women, but I'm going to tell you.
Well, it is, right. But I'm just trying to be honest. It's how guys think, right? You know, back in the day, men would drink Lambrusco. You know, you wouldn't drink.
That's right.
Right? It's just imaging and, you know, marketing and all these things. But
right.
So knowing that, giving you a chance, we actually get to taste it and say, I would have never bought Barefoot. Honest. I'm just being honest. I would have never bought it.
Sure.
Because I look at it and go, yeah, my wife
would
like it.
So we've got a sangria in a bottle, which is a blend. We've got a Riesling in a bottle. You've got a couple others. How many varietals are there?
We have over 30 different wines in the entire portfolio. We have everything from spritzers, which we have in 750-milliliter glass bottles with a screw cap. Our spritzers are also now available in cans, which I'm going to show you guys here in a few minutes.
That's cool.
Something great for the summer around the grill, by the pool, camping, on the boat, right? We can go where glass just doesn't go. And we also have sparkling wine, champagne, bubbly, for everyone who likes sparkling wine. So, well over 30 different types of wine in our portfolio, and everything from still wines to sparkling wines.
So this is fantastic sangria. Daughter Maggie, the queen of guac, you got to buy this. You don't have to make it in a big jug anymore, honey. So we've got a big party coming up. This is going to be in the igloo.
And Bob, here's the deal, though, is where I see this being very practical. All the wines I see here are screw top. I'm sure you got some cork as well.
We do. Yes.
Yep. But the screw top wines, love them because
best
you put the lid back on, man, and it's just as good as when you popped it open the first time.
You can have a glass
right.
and put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Problem is you put that cork on, it never goes back in, and
right.
it doesn't fit in the door thing half the
right.
time.
Right, or on your
tall.
Shelf, right?
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what else are we going to be trying?
Well, so we are going to try, what I would consider my favorite grilling wines. We have a Pinot Noir, a Sauvignon Blanc, we have Chardonnay, we have Cabernet, the king of
my
red
favorite.
Meat off the grill,
yep.
right?
Yep. Let's get to Jop's point now. Jop is the number cruncher.
Right. And the number is, here's the crazy part, guys, is that you don't have to spend a bunch of money to get a good bottle of wine. And this is the epitome of that, okay? And if you equate good wine with high price, from a grilling guy's standpoint,
wasting money.
You're wasting money and you're wrong. So break it down for us. What do these retail for?
So every single one of our Barefoot wines is line priced. So if you know that you have friends coming over that like Cabernet like Bob, or they like a sweeter wine like our Moscato or our Riesling or Sangria, they're all the same price. You're going to be able to find Barefoot wines wherever you buy wines, somewhere in that range between $7 to $10.
Nice.
Most of the time, you're going to find us on sale at a 2 for $10, a 2 for $11.
Wow.
Something like that. So these wines are, we like to say, fun,
so you,
flavorful, and most importantly, affordable.
So you get a case of them. When you see the 2 for $10, you buy a case.
Absolutely. Load up.
Right. But still, there you go. I mean, give it a try. It's a $5, $6 decision. You're not looking at a $40 bottle of wine and you take the first sip out of it and go, oh, that's not for me. We've all done that.
So, dude.
Right?
Dude, we got to wrap this up. But you've got more wine over there, and we've got people that are calling in. Can you hang on and just sit through the next couple segments?
Yes, absolutely.
And try and feed us a little bit more wine before the show is over.
Yeah. You bet. You bet.
All right. Thanks.
So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of safety around the grill. Barbecue Bob found a new product from a company called Earthstone You're going to want to check this out because this alleviates a common problem that happens around the grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.